Blog Talk Radio.
Time and time again,
that I'm in this place.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I hope you were able to enjoy that rendition by Tamla Mann, In This Place. I tell you, for the past few years, God has really anointed this woman of God to just give us some songs that were anointed. And you can feel the presence of God as she began to just pour out her heart to the Lord. Amen. So I thank God for her and thank God for the gift that he continually gives to his people. Amen. Once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're listening to A Time of Reflection, where we are here to empower souls for destiny. Amen. I missed you all on yesterday, but I haven't had an opportunity to go back in and listen, but I know Prophet George Spinks did an excellent job on yesterday. And anytime you have the Spirit of the Lord on the inside and you have the love for God's people, amen, he'll give you what to speak in that hour. Amen. So we welcome you once again. Glory to God. We have embarked upon, this is our third year going into this series, the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. And anytime you see that word act, you know there's something being done. Amen. So this is the beginning of the church. Amen. And we open up with chapter 1, and we all know that God had promised to send a comforter. Amen. And he promised that to the 11 disciples that was in the upper room. Amen. And we expounded on that a little bit when we opened up. And they added Matthias to the 11, which came back to that original 12, what God had intended. Amen, amen. And we thank God for that upper room experience. It's because of that, that we were endued with that same power. Amen. And on yesterday, Prophet Spinks went on in Acts chapter 2, and we know that that's a mighty, mighty, mighty book. That's where Peter told the people of God to repent, ye every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus. And he said, after that, you shall receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. But we all know that you can receive the Holy Ghost before the baptism. But that's what he's spoken in Acts chapter 2. So today we're going a little bit higher. Glory to God. We had Apostle Hill was supposed to minister for us today, but I thank God that he always have a ram in a bush. He had another engagement that he forgot about, so he won't be with us today. But nevertheless, we have a man of God that's going to come and expound on this chapter and give us some bread of life. Glory to God. How many need to hear a word from the Lord? Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need to hear a word from the Lord, because my Bible tells me that faith cometh by hearing. Glory to God. And that's how our faith is activated. That's how our faith is elevated, when we hear the word of God. So I'm just so glad to have with us today none other than Bishop-elect Clifton Lott Sr., all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Amen, and he's going to be sharing the word of God. I thank God for friends. You know, the Bible say a friend loveth at all times. Amen, and even in that last minute when you need them, a friend will come through. Glory to God. I want to thank God again for Minister Leslie, just always doing a beautiful job staying in our stead. I thank God for her and her husband. I thank him for allowing her to come on and staying in our stead and co-host along with us. Amen. You know, you have some people that's married, and, amen, they can't do nothing without the consent of their spouse or what have you. But I thank God, because when God has a calling upon your life, he will certainly release all of those that are connected to you to respond favorably. So we truly thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Thank God for her mother, whom is her pastor, Pastor Beatrice Martin, there in Stockton, California. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Amen. Amen. So we're not going to prolong the hour. We're going to get right on into what the Lord is speaking to our hearts today through the man of God. Amen. So we're going to bring him on right now. Glory to God. His line is open. God bless you, Pastor Spinks. God forgive me, Pastor Lott. Glory to God, Pastor Spinks.
That's all right, woman of God.
Bishop Elect.
Yeah.
Clifton Lott Senior. God bless you, man of God.
Praise God. You know, it's always a pleasure to serve God's people. I don't take it lightly. It's a personal honor and privilege for me to be able to give whatever God would put in my mouth and in my heart, because there's somebody out there right now on this line and on this call, on this atmosphere, is in bondage. Somebody is struggling with something that they've been wrestling with for years. And, you know, there are times in our life, I don't know about other people, but for years I struggled with cocaine, and for years I struggled with myself, and for years I struggled with society and all its evils. And, you know, the Bible calls them strongholds, witchcraft. The Bible calls it so many different variations, but it's one of the three major sins: lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, or the pride of life, regardless of what door opens it up to affect our life. And I've yet to meet no one. You know, some people believe in once saved, always saved, and that, again, at least in my humble estimation, I don't believe that, because if that be the case, then God would not release grace and mercy. He wouldn't release the Holy Spirit. He wouldn't release his word if we were foolproof and infallible to sin. So, you know, I Pastor Adrian, as I've always said, I thank you for allowing me to come and give whatever God has placed in my heart. I am the prelate to Crossover Ministries International. I sit under Bishop Barney May, who is the prelate to a national fellowship of we call Judah, and I am the second. I'm the second person in charge of a national fellowship. Not something I was looking to do, but God has a way of establishing his will in our lives far beyond our imagination and our understanding. And I'm just so glad to know that this broadcast is continuing on, because it affects so many different lives, and it has done such a great work that, you know, I just believe God is not going to fail. Thank you, Jesus. I do have a slight cold, but I can't let that stop me, amen. But I'm so grateful to know the woman of God. Pastor Adrian, you are a rare breed of woman. You are very special in your own right.
Oh, Jesus.
You are definitely par excellence, a woman of God in every sense of the word. And people can learn many things from you if they just sit down and just listen to hear what you have to say. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I just want to pray, and then we'll just move forward. I do want to preclude this. I don't read out of the King James Bible. I honor and respect the King James Bible, because King James and all the scholars that wrote that book were Hebrews. And our American culture and society won't teach us this, but as a teacher, I've been studying the Hebrew culture for the past 4 years and found out we are those Hebrews that the Bible's talking about. It's not the Khazars or the Ashkenazis, and I can speak from an educational platform. It is us, the biblical people that were in bondage in the book of Genesis, that were in bondage for 400 years. It's us. And until we understand the curses of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, we think it's those people that are in Israel right now. That is totally and completely an error. And so I will use the Hebrew names, and I will explain those Hebrew names so that people begin to hear the language that we no longer understand. If anybody wants to ask me any questions, I'll tell anyone to go to Psalms, the 83rd chapter and the 4th verse. As a matter of fact, I'm being quickened to read it. I just have to do what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me, then I will move forward from this point. But thank you, Jesus. Tawda Yeshua. That means thank you, Jesus, in Hebrew. Tawda Yeshua. Hallelujah. I have to find this verse, because God is doing something already. I give him praise. Psalms 83 and 4 makes an interesting statement. Hallelujah. Psalms 83:4 says this. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation, that the nation of Israel may be no more in remembrance. No more in remembrance. There is no culture on this planet besides us that does not remember our homeland, does not remember our clothes, our food, our language, our culture. We are the only people on this planet. If we were to get put out of America, we wouldn't know where to go back home because we don't know where our home is. We don't remember our home. The memory of our of all of what we were or once were has been erased, has been removed. And when people begin to wake up to the fact that we are those people in the text of Scripture that went through 400 years of bondage, then it'll begin to bring some light and some understanding to our culture, our people, and ourselves. Father God, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, which means Jesus Christ, our Savior. Adonai Ada, that means Lord help. Lord, we ask for your help today. We ask God that you would give utterance to the hearts and minds of the people so that they can hear what the Spirit, the Ruach of God is saying. We're grateful for each and every day, Adonai, because you own us. You made us. We ask even today that you would establish your will in us like never before. Even as David said in Psalms 119, open thou mine eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Give us a habit and a desire and a longing to eat on the word of God, which is the spiritual food that causes us to live in righteousness, in order, and in peace, and in the character of our Savior. And today, Father God, I ask God that you would just anoint my lips and quicken my spirit, that I would be able to give utterance to what you have assigned me to do. We are so thankful that the precious gift of salvation is matchless and limitless, and it continues to expand and grow in such a way that our lives can be continue to be healed, delivered, and set free. We continue to be transformed and renewed and established and made whole. We can continue to see ourselves in a different light. We can continue to come into a place of understanding where which our natural man has only limitations, but the work of our spirit man and our natural man together has no limitations in the precious gift of salvation. So today, Father, we thank you. We praise you, Father. We are yet in love with you. We yet honor you. We yet appreciate your long suffering, even in our carnality and our stupidity and our blindness and our errors. Your agape love continues to open up the way to show us a blind people, a deaf people, a confused people, who we are, what we are, where we are, where we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing. Lord, you set us apart to introduce your salvation into the world. And just like Adam fell, we fail. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Spirit of God. Thank God for the Word of God. Thank God for the anointing of God. Thank God for the righteousness of God. Thank God for all the great work that you continue to do in us and in our lives, hallelujah, and even in society and even in this sin-sick world. In spite of all the chaos and confusion, you said in Psalms 119:89, forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. So we believe it, we receive it, and we count it done in the precious and wonderful and matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen, amen, and amen. I have had a Bible that's in English with every Hebrew name in it according to the Hebrew text, and have been studying it almost a year, and it has changed. It has shifted my attitude, and it has shifted my perception, because if I say, Pastor Adrian Bernard, you're going to respond because you are accustomed to that sound. When we are called by our name in one language, we become accustomed to that sound because words have power, but sound also has power. That's why in the book of Acts it says that there was a sound that came from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And when I went to Israel and went up to the upper room, my life changed, because that same Holy Ghost that came upon the people in the book of Acts came upon me in the upper room in 2004. My life will never be the same because I heard that sound. I experienced that sound, and there was a shift in me. God was doing a work in me. Sometimes our natural man and our natural mind cannot comprehend things. This is why 2 Corinthians 2:9 says, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, things which God has prepared for them that love him. The prerequisite of this verse is that if you are in love with God, then he'll be in you, and through his love in us, he'll do things that education and society and the limitations of man and the incapacities of man or human error or human effort cannot, will not ever facilitate. And so today, as I've sat here, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we love you. We worship you. Hallelujah. God, we adore
Hallelujah.
You. Oh, God, we are yet in love. We draw from you today. God, there's somebody that's hurting right now. There's someone who's wounded and someone who's been in bondage and someone who's been stuck and someone who's been labored and someone who's been in the midst of the fight and yet tired in their soul, tired in their person, tired in their situation, yet believing, but the natural man is yet tired. God, they need your strength today. God, you caused me to get up when I fell down. You caused me to go on when I couldn't make another step. You caused me to see when I couldn't see anything. And you caused me to hear when I couldn't hear nothing. You strengthened me with might by your spirit in my life in ways, God, I can never, ever be able to completely explain. All I know that it was you, and I give you praise. Hallelujah. God, touch them right now. Their lives, God. Breathe upon them, oh God. Manifest your glory, God. Somebody needs some strength today, and I just sense it in my spirit. God told me to tell you, you're going to get the strength you need today. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. In the book of Acts, the Trinitarian chapter, I call it the Trinitarian chapter because it's the number three. Three identifies Trinity. Three identifies the word Elohim, which means the Elohist authority, Yahuwah the Father, Yahuwah the Son, Yahuwah the Holy Spirit. Yahuwah is another word or another way or the Hebrew way of saying God. There's four different ways to say God. Yahuwah, Yahusha. Oh, God, I right now I don't want to get into them, but there's four different Hebrew ways of saying God. One of the ways of saying God is Elohim. But in this text, I saw something miraculous, and it's for someone today who is in the midst of a faith fight and knowing that your soul is tired and you can't fight no more. You fought all you can, but he told me to tell you that in your weakness, his strength is being perfected in the middle of the fight when it looks like you're just about ready to give up. God told me to tell you he's going to step in. He's going to meet your need. He's going to answer your prayer. He's going to do it in a way that he sees fit, and it's not going to be based upon what your friends and your relatives and all these other people who are against you think. It's going to be according to the way he planned it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in the book of Acts, We start off with the first verse, and it reads, it says, "Now Caiaphas and Yohanan went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." In Israel, the ninth hour is 3 p.m. In Israel, the name Caiaphas and Yohanan, according to the American text, means Peter and John. And if you listen to the words, they have a whole nother spirit. It doesn't, Caiaphas sounds nothing like Peter. And Yohanan sounds nothing like John because there's a different type of anointing in every language and every word. And trust you me, there's a language and an anointing in tongues that words will never be able to touch. Somebody say amen. And as they were going up, they had prayer on their mind. They were on their way to put in their hour of prayer because they were dedicated men. They knew at certain times of the day they had to go in and pray. But thank God we don't have to go into a church. We don't have to go into no place. We can find anywhere we at and just start praying, and the Spirit of the Lord will respond to us if there is a real relation and if there is a connection. The word I'm speaking about is the word reciprocity. People who operate in religion don't understand reciprocity. Let me explain what I mean by reciprocity. It means when you talk to God, he talks back to you. When you speak to God, he hears you and he responds to you. When you have a relationship with the Lord of glory, the creator of all the universe, when you as a human being, a frail, weak individual, a person like myself, God designed us to need him. He designed us to fellowship with him. And this is an example that these men were dedicated to prayer because they did this on a regular basis. Are you praying on a regular basis? Are you reading? Are you meditating? And most importantly, are you looking for and waiting upon God? According to Isaiah 55:11, they that wait upon the Lord. Somebody say amen. And as our brothers were going up, I'm reminded of the fact that Kephar and Yahuchanan, Peter, James, and John, as the American expression explains it, they were in our master's inner circle. They were closely related to him, so they learned firsthand the miracle signs and wonders of God. Are you in close relationship with God? Do you see the miracle signs and wonders happening in your life? Do you see the power of God resting upon your life? Because that's what this chapter is talking about. If you don't have it, then you need to seek it and you need to find it for yourself. And if you can't get it alone, then go to someone who you see walks in this kind of power. Somebody say amen. Many in the case of Peter and John, they were at odds at one time, but at this particular time, they were in unity. They were walking to the temple together to pray. There are times in your life you're going to have to find connection with someone that you've been in odds with, because Satan may not want you to be connected to this person. Satan may not want you to be in fellowship with this person, because God needs to use you and whoever this other person is to connect you so that he can perform a miracle in somebody else's life. But it's after he might have performed a miracle in your life or not. The question is, do you know the difference in the two? Somebody say amen. I may not get through this whole chapter today. I'm going to give what God has given to me. Is that all right, Pastor Adrian?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But what gets me, what touched my heart was this. They went to worship. My God, y'all better hear me. They didn't go for praise and thanksgiving. I'm not knocking praise and thanksgiving. They went to connect with God. They went to fellowship with Yahuwah. They went to exercise their covenant right of relationship. They didn't go to Buddha. They didn't go to Hare Krishna. They didn't go to the Catholic Church. They didn't go to the Baptist Church. They went to the temple. Your body is the temple of God. If you're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, then you ain't got to go travel nowhere. You can just bend your knee and bow your head or just open your mouth. You are the place where God wants to meet you. Why? Because the Spirit of the Lord dwells on the inside. You don't have to go to no specific location, but the main place you need to go is within your heart, and open your heart unto the will of the Lord today. Somebody say amen. But interestingly enough, the geographical place where they went was interesting. They went to a place where it's called the Gate Beautiful, but here's what I found out in my research. That gate divided two locations. It was a place where the Gentiles were in fellowship, but it was also a place where the women, the Hebrew women, got together. And this is the place where they went to teach. This is where the disciples went on a regular basis to teach. What am I saying to the people of God? You really have to find a regular place in your life, in your house, in your apartment, in your car. Find some place that you go to regularly to study and to read, because God made places before he made people. And he's always looking for a place of regularity from us to come unto him. And in so doing, he is a reward of them whom diligently seek him. That's what diligent means. Most men proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? Faithful, true, real, committed, faithful people are rare on this planet. Even Mahalia Jackson said, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in, because they were faithful people. Are we faithful today? Amen. The Pharisees used this place, and they taught there. But the interesting thing about it was a place that this man sat by the door for many years, and he asked for money. He asked for whatever he could, because those years that passed by, that's all he knew. He was in a place to where he didn't have a life. He didn't have the things in life that most people desire. All he wanted was enough to eat, or enough to gain whatever he could gain for that day, and be taken back to a room because people took him back and forth. There were at least some faithful people that helped him do that because he had not the mobility to move. There's somebody out in this broadcast today who is not able to move in the spirit, somebody that's not able to move in the freedom of their gift, someone that's not able to move in the gifts and calling upon them that there's on your life. There's somebody here struggling in the midst of trying to discover themselves, and there's someone here who's struggling with their life, whether it's financial, physical, emotional, spiritual, personal. There's someone here who has been wounded, and that wound has held you back because you focus more on the wound than you look for the healing. You focus on what people did to you instead of looking for what God is doing in you. There's people on this line right now who are struggling within themselves when they should be seeking God instead of looking at the rearview mirror of your life and struggling with what the devil is showing you was wrong. Seek out God to lead you to what is right. Somebody say amen. Verse 2 was interesting. It says this. It says, "And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate or the temple, which is called Beautiful, and asked alms to them that entered into the temple." Now, here's what I noticed about this. The man didn't ask for tithes. He didn't ask for offerings. He asked for alms because in Hebrew culture, alms is what is given to those who are in lack. So many of us who give our tithes and don't exercise giving offerings and alms think that we're doing something special. And I was taught many years ago that tithes is God's money for breathing on God's planet and walking on God's earth and sleeping in the bed and getting the money that we get because we owe God everything. And if you're saved, we belong to him. He owns us. We don't own him. And tithes means, Lord, thank you for giving me what you give me, but because this is what you do, then I'm giving back to what's owed to you. Our blessings, our increase, our growth is in our offerings above our tithes. And then if you really want to be blessed, the Bible says, as you give unto the poor, you give unto the Lord, which is alms. So if I make $100 and I give $15, now I can say, okay, here's $3 for my offering and here's $2 for the arm. How does that work? Well, many people say, I won't give a bum money on the corner. I will, because I want the principles of God to touch my life, because you give unto the poor. Now, what they do with it, that's different. But we must realize sometimes God will have us give to a poor man that's hungry, even though he's a winehead, even though he's an alcoholic, even though he's given up. That's where that man is at. This is where we find that lame man. That lame man is stuck in his life. There are many people that are stuck in life. Does that mean we turn our back on them? People around the world are starving to death while you're going to work and you got a job and you get a paycheck every week and you got a roof over your head and you got a bed to sleep in, you got clothes to wear, you got changing underwear, you can go to the refrigerator and eat whatever you want. And many people in this country complain, I can't do this and I can't do that. It depends on how you see things and how you understand things. I've been in countries where people are dying right in our presence. I've seen dead bodies on the highways. I've seen all kind of things, and we don't have – they're not dropping bombs in America. There's not war going on in America in the natural sense, but there is a war going on around your life. There are demons and spirits that are trying to convince you to do what's wrong so that you can live in what's right. Somebody say amen. In the book of Acts, we see where a man who is stuck in life and all he's asking for is just enough to get him through the day, not for the next day, just enough for the day. Do you find yourself in limits? Do you find yourself in places where you don't have abundance or overflow or increase? Why? Is it a season of learning? Is it a season of preparation? Or is it because we won't practice the things that God has given us to practice? Somebody say amen. Verse 3 is interesting. It says this, it says, who seeing Kepha and Yehochanan about to go into the temple and ask them alms. Again, when he asked for it, I believe this man was so stuck in his life, he wasn't belligerent. He wasn't moved. He was asking all his heart, listen, I'm hungry. I have need. Can somebody help? And in today's society where they're converting, they don't want a middle class in America. They want rich and poor. Because as long as there's poor people, the rich people have a gap between living above and beyond, while poor people are not even making the average meeting the average need. I've seen things in this country, and I've traveled across this country, and I've seen where people, and I won't mention any cultures, but I see people of certain, yes, I will. I've seen people of different cultures of the European persuasion who are retiring and living in gated communities, living well, I mean living real good. In a variety of cities, I've seen where people are starving to death, begging, in shelters, on homes, sleeping in the streets, sleeping on the subways, sleeping all kind of ways. In this country, the most country in the world where there's such a wide variation that 10% of the people in this country or 10% of the people in the world have more than 90% of the people. And that's a sad state of affairs, but God has allowed this so that we can come into salvation. And whatever we need, you have to labor in your salvation. Just because you saved don't mean God's promises are going to affect your life. No, you have to do your part just like the rest of us. You have to earn the right to have what you're supposed to have in this kingdom. And when I look at this man, my heart, it touches my heart because this man had been at this place for so long. He'd been stuck in this place for so long. And I know what it's like to be stuck in a place for so long. I know that feeling, that void, that emptiness, that sadness, that heaviness. No, every day is just another day. You feel like the walking dead because you're dead on the inside. Even though you're part of the living, you're still dead on the inside. I'm talking to somebody today. And we overlook the fact that every single day we open our eyes, God gives us another day, gives us another chance in life, gives us another opportunity to build or to rebuild or to do something better with our lives. It just depends on how we think and how we see. This man couldn't see past someone just giving him something. Have you found yourself in a place where you just can't see past your bills, past your situation, past your husband that broke your heart, past your wife that's mistreating you, past your children that have taken advantage of you, past your life because you've done all you can and now you're in a convalescent home and no one cares, past life in a place to where you're sleeping in the park, past life to where people are always talking about you and you feel like you're by yourself, past life in the sense that look like you've been overlooked and no one cares. A lot of people in society that are like people in convalescent homes, people in society every day. I've been in places where in the middle of winter, a bus will pull up on the corner and splash water on the curb, and there's a man laying there intoxicated, drunk. I've drove down the streets in the summertime, and people laying on benches, covers over them, sleep, daytime, evening. This world is hurting. And the answer to all of this is our Savior. Verse 3, this man was, he was born lame. My God. Some of us are born spiritually lame. Some of us are born emotionally lame. Some of us are born physically lame. But then there are some of us who become lame along the course of life. And I pray to someone today that the Spirit of the Lord would break the yoke of bondage off of being lame in whatever place we're in. Wherever you're at, wherever you're stuck, I decree health and life and peace and the wisdom of God on your life right now. I loose the anointing right now to show you that you can be free like anybody else. You can have whatever you say, whatever you believe, you just have to pray it in. Somebody say amen. Verse 4, Peter fastening his eyes upon this man, him and John together, looking and seeing this man and looking at his state, they knew that this man was hurting and that he was in. They didn't overlook him. They didn't walk past him. They didn't say, well, brother, Lord, bless you. We'll pray for you. They walked over to him, and their hearts and their passion connected with him. Amen. Verse 5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them, because normally whenever this man would experience a response from people, it means that someone was ready to give him what he was expecting to receive. My God in glory. Many times in our lives, we're looking for things that we want. We're looking for things that we need, but we're not looking to the source to give us all that we want and all we need. Prayer really works. Faith really works. And I want to encourage the people of God today, don't be like this man who was stuck and all he had faith for was the material thing. My God in glory. So he expected money. In verse 6, Peter said some very interesting things. He said, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have to give, I give unto you. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Nitziri, rise up and walk. And as he was speaking, he walked over to the man closer and grabbed him by his hand. And the anointing was so great that it went from Peter into the man's body, into his legs, and the miracle of healing caused that man to come up out of his bondage, come up out of his illness, come up out of the war that was going on in his members, caused him to come up out of the work of the enemy, caused him to come up out of sin and come into salvation and come into a new life and come into a proper place and come into a place he had longed for, he had given up on, he had forgotten about, because he only thought he could do it within himself. Many of us think that we can do things all by ourselves, and that's personal pride and arrogance. There are some things that are far beyond our capability. God will put you in a position to where you'll cry out like a newborn baby just so that God can show you his power, whether it be miracle signs and wonders or a dollar for a hamburger or to pay your rent or to bring your child home or to heal you from a cold or to heal you from a disease. Whatever it is he chooses, do you believe? Somebody say amen. He took him by the hand, and when the man reached out and grabbed Peter by the hand, and the anointing and the miracle took place, the joy was so great that he held on to them. He began to walk with them, and he walked into the temple. He probably longed for years to be able to walk in that temple. So he held on to Peter and John because he had so much respect for God and the anointing and their vessels. I'm amazed at how that man's love held on to them. People of God, you got to hold on to the love of God. In the middle of the fight, you got to hold on to the love of God. You got to believe God. You got to trust God. You got to know that he'll do what he said he would do. You got to believe it. Don't let nothing and nobody, no kind of situation, cause doubt to enter into your mind. Open up your mouth and praise him. Open up your mouth and call upon the name of the Lord. Open up your mouth and decree the power of God in your own life. Encourage yourself in God. Hallelujah. You got to believe. And all through the verse, I could go on line by line and verse by verse, but what I'm sensing in my spirit is just this. Do you believe? Are you taking action? Are you realizing that the miracle signs and wonders of God are awaiting to affect and infect and transform our lives? Are you at a place where you know there's no other answer but God? Are you at a place where you've done all you can do? You've made every effort. You've done the things that you know you're supposed to do as a true believer, as a pastor, as a bishop, as a leader, as a man of God, as a woman of God, as a wife, as a husband, as a child of God, as a person going to school and your tuition needs to be paid. And you don't see no money in sight. Got to believe God. Even though they hung the eviction notice on the door, you got to believe God. Even though your husband left and you got 5 kids and the bills to do, you got to believe God. Jesus did all these things to show us the example. He, even in the verse, it said, listen, Peter told him, said, listen, y'all don't get this. So don't you understand it's the power of God. It's not us. We can't take credit for what God is doing. We're just vessels. Because when God blesses you and heals you, now he can empower you to be a blessing to somebody else. And it just goes on and on. This is what we call apostolic succession. This is how the gospel and the good news and the power of God continues to go on and on and on and on. Because as long as there's people, as long as there's life, as long as there's situation, everybody's going to need Jesus. Everybody is on this planet. I don't know about the rest of the universe, but I know if you're born on this planet, then your feet walk on this planet, you're going to need Jesus. And so I want to encourage you to whatever you need to do, find a preacher, find a church home, find a Bible, find Jesus, find the miracles, find the acts, find the power, find the glory. Search God out. Look for him. Don't accept nothing but Jesus. Don't take down. Don't step back. Don't give up. Don't quit. Fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. Trust God in the name of Jesus. He's able to do exceeding abundantly and above and beyond all we could ask or think, according to the power of God that worketh in us. And I'm finished. I'm done. Blessed be the name of our God. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 God. We need you. God, there are people that are crying out to you today, God. There are people that need prayers answered, God. There's somebody that's hurting, there's somebody that's lost, somebody confused, somebody ready to quit, somebody ready to give up their life, somebody with the gun to their head, somebody ready to jump off the bridge, somebody ready to jump through a window, God. Save them, God. Oh, God. Hey, God. We need you, God. Oh, God. Oh, shut that mouth. Yes, God. We need you, Lord. Oh, Lord. We need you, Lord. In this hour, God, every day we need you. There's not a day that goes by, God, we don't need you. Oh, my God. My God, we cry out to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
If there's somebody on the line, whatever's got to be done, Doc, woman of God, let me know. I'm here to serve.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to open up the lines. Hallelujah. Such a profound message. Glory to God. Silver and gold have I none, such as I have. Ah, glory to God. It's time to come back to the throne. Throne of grace.
Yes,
glory,
Lord,
to God. Time to trust God. Thank you. Glory to God. I'm opening up the lines if anyone desire prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The man of God is willing to pray with you. Glory to God. Hit the number one key on your phone and I'll come right to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Nobody hits, I'm going to open up the lines. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See Mother Charity. Glory to God. Thank God for Mother today. Glory to God. Jesus. Woo. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mother, the line is open. Hallelujah. I just feel a spirit of worship. Ah, Yodoboshaya. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We take time for everything but worship. Hey, God, I bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's your name. Hallelujah. Mother Terry, your line is open. If you desire to say anything, you're welcome to do so. Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I certainly did enjoy the word of God. Amen. Coming from Bishop Block today in the name of Jesus to our great God. And I know, like the man that was laying at the temple, praise the Lord, and begging alms. Praise the Lord. But, you know, Peter and John, they had just what the man needed. The man was asking for alms. But that was not going to help his condition, but just for a little bit, as far as him, you know, being hungry or something like that. But he needed deliverance. That's what they had when they, hallelujah. My God, when the Lord healed his body, that's what he needed, a permanent healing. Praise the Lord. And so God is just so good, and I just thank him for that message today. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless. And you pray for us now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, man.
You know, Mother, the one thing about age, I tell people all the time, you ain't never seen a 90-year-old stand out in the middle of the street talking about, what you need? Come on. Yeah, I'm going to fly. You never see elderly people out in the street after dark. They at home. They ain't out there with no foolishness. They ain't got time. They out in that age and attitude where foolishness don't even have a place. And just hearing the wisdom of Mother, you just blessed me today. Praise God. Oh, God. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for Father glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think this is Prophet Spinks on the line. I'm not sure. Prophet Spinks, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, that's me.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God. First, I got to say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And I want to say to Pastor Adrian Bernard, God bless you. So glad to hear you. And I tell you, this season and this topic coming back around again, and God is, he's elevating this series. Praise be to God. And I tell you, I thank God for your faithfulness. Praise be to God and for being in position. Because how many know we got to be in position? Praise be to God. Because God's going to move regardless of who wants to move with him or not. But when you in position, praise be to God. I thank God for Bishop Elect Locke. Man of God, you said so many things, and I tell you, it's some things that I've got notes. Praise be to God. I'm going back, and I say, Lord, I thank you. But you said some things that really, really, really stuck with me in this here segment of how much you covered. And I understand when you say, I can't get through. I said it yesterday. Praise be to God. But I tell you, you talked about alms. We don't hear too many people. They talk about the tithing and the offering. And we thank God for all that. But God is a complete circle. Praise be to God. You talked about alms. And I love the way you so eloquently broke that down in such a short period. Praise be to God, because alms is you know, you give to please God. And the Bible teaches us when it talks about alms, it's basically mostly it's a lot of things that you do in secret. You don't boast about it.
Yes.
Praise be to God.
Yes.
And you give, and we have to be in position for what God said in his word. Jesus told his disciples, the poor you have with you always. Come on, somebody. So we have to be in place, because the church is set up by divine appointment by God, that is self-sufficient. If we really get this thing, because God put everything in place, the church don't have to beg or go outside of its resource, which is God, for any handouts. Because anytime we allow the government, praise be to God, to be a supporter, then that's when religion gets in and things start changing, control. Come on, somebody. But you talked about so many different things, and you mentioned something else. Praise be to God. Salvation came in this text. Because even as Mother Charity, thank God for Mother Charity. I love Mother Charity. I love to hear her. I don't care if she got 1 minute of a remark. That 1 minute is powerful because of the anointing of God that's in her life. Praise be to God. And I thank God for Bishop Elect Locke, and where God is taking you in this season of your life in him. Praise be to God. And he's elevating you to higher learning and higher studying. You're grabbing hold. You're reading from another translation, praise be God, the Hebrew language. And I have a Bible that I was able to follow you, the Orthodox Jewish Bible. Praise be to God. And I tell you, I thank and praise God, because you said so many different things in that short segment that was so powerful. Praise be to God. And you talked about the alms, and then you talked about the name and the culture and the background, the importance of these things. Because I always say it, if we don't know where we come from, come on, somebody. And if we're not really taking a deep, deep search within, as God has already given us the ability, and he always points this out, when he named his disciples, there was meanings behind their name. He talked about Cephas, Peter, whose name means a rock, but he wasn't the rock, but he was a rock. And we know that Jesus is the rock of ages.
Yes.
Praise be to God, but it admits something, because your name, the world gets this. The world is out there tattooing, they're picking up street tags, and they're very selective about the tag that they pin to themselves because it means something about their character. But we don't
even in business,
no
it means branding.
But we
even in business, it's called branding.
Come on, somebody. Praise be to God. So I
in
thank
Israel.
God for you, Bishop Bilal. Yes. I thank God for you for presenting that and having the boldness to come forward and even introduce in the beginning of this segment when you first came on. Praise be to God. Because so many people have reached a point in their life to have received some information, but they got fear. And the Bible says fear is torment. And when fear is in your life, it don't allow you to be who you truly are in Him. You can't operate with that. That's why the Bible says He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So I thank God for you on today, Bishop Lott, and we're praying for you that God continues to elevate you and use you in such a time as this. Keep us up in prayer. And our ministry, Live and Learn Ministry, keep us up in prayer, my wife and myself, and as we continue to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Hallelujah. I don't know, did he drop? Bishop Lott, mine is keep dropping. Okay, here he is. Ah, God. Bishop Lott.
Yes, ma'am. Can
all
you hear
right.
me?
You're live. Yes, we can hear you.
Man of God, I do want to say this to you. The calling that's on your life is also taking on its elevation. And the interesting thing about it is, it's when we are not intimidated by each other, but we can appreciate each other in our differences because none of us are exactly the same. I had to learn that. The church was not designed to make copycats. It was designed to make original.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're still on. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
It's a lot. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Glory to God. I don't know.
Yes,
I came here. Bishop Lott. Okay, amen. Fell falling off. Amen. I'm going to open up Minister Leslie's line. Glory to God. Wait, he's coming back on. Might be in bed.
God.
Amen. Minister Leslie.
I give glory to God today. I give glory to you, Pastor. I thank God for you, Pastor Adrian Bernard. I thank God for the bishop who spoke today. It just, for me, it was a spiritual cleansing because I'm just thanking God that, I mean, he just said so much that I felt he was speaking to me directly. When he said that mother with the five children, when he said at the bridge, I was at the bridge about to drive off of the bridge in Antioch a few months back because I was hurting. And, you know, hurting because I didn't understand how the things could happen to my daughter in the church. I didn't understand how the church would take sides. I didn't understand how my daughter could experience the same things that I did. And to see the hurt in my mom from what she built and what we sacrificed for over the years, I was ready to give up. But God wouldn't let me go because my phone rang.
You don't know, sure.
And it was Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. And she said, I don't know what you're doing and I don't know where you at, daughter, but God said, don't do it and he loves you. And it just shows me how real God is. And I woke up this morning and I said, God, I miss our church. I miss feeding the homeless every day. I miss our ministry homes. I miss my kids in church and operating in church and using gifts that you can't deny who God is. And I been attending different churches, and it's no freedom. And I said, God, where do I belong? Where does my family belong?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm tired of being a bastard child. And he just said, look up to him. And so I said, thank you, Lord, I'm going to look up. And I made a decree today on my Facebook. And I said, I'm going to buy my mother a church with more doors than walls. And we're going to be a lighthouse in Stockton. And I don't know how. I don't know when. But I'm not going to give up. And I'm just going to keep fighting. And this word gave me life today because I always study before we get on the call so I can have an understanding, or I don't know if Pastor Bernard will need me or not. So I read the word before I get on, and I've written down one of the scriptures you capitalized because I said, God, I felt the same way where it says, silver and gold, I have none. And I always feel like if I had anything in the world, I would bless Pastor Bernard because all my friends and family were gone. Just my best friends stood by our side. And it hurt me because people I prayed for and with for the glory of God, people I pushed plates away with for the glory of God, turned on us, turned on my mother, and stood against me in court. And I just thank God because through the trial, I was praying and asking God, please don't put my daughter on the stand. She's been through enough. And I said, God, my only prayer is that he admits to what he did. And he did.
Lord,
and I'm just, he just shows me that God is real. And I thank God for who he is. I thank God for Pastor Adrian Bernard because every day she was a blessing in my life when I was going through it. I'll be on the phone, on speaker, and laying on the floor just crying. And today just reminded me of that season when God was using her and using the speakers connected to her to speak life through me. She invited
life.
And so I'm just grateful. And that's why I'm submissive and humble right now. And I looked at my husband last night, and I said, babe, it's not everything we can't blame the devil for. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, because I was so hard. I was just a hard woman. I didn't have no love. I held hate in my heart. And I held grudges against the people who did evil things to me and my children. And I held it. And I said, but God has made me soft, and I have a heart, and I care. And I pray for Jonah every day. And I pray for him that the hope of his captives and the bonds come off his ankles. I know it sounds weird, and it may sound weird to others, but I always pray for restoration in all of our lives, regardless of the hurt that people have done to each other, because this scripture and this passage speak of so much unity. And I was telling Prophet Spinks yesterday, I was like, you keep saying unity for some reason.
That's
what the church is missing right now. And so I'm praying and I'm requesting a miracle healing because my emotions, things that are not tangible, are scarred. And I just want to be able to help others who, mothers, you know, who may feel like I have, like I felt like I could have protected my daughter somehow. And I just want to be able to stand up tall and know I did my best, and not everything is meant for our harm. And I believe it's going to turn around for our good. Thank you, Pastor Bernard.
I hear the Lord saying, hallelujah, and I'm going to give it to Pastor Lot to pray for you, but I heard the Lord say, hallelujah, that he was giving you a new heart. And this is biblical. He told the people in Ezekiel that a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. So everything that you've gone through, baby, it's the bless others. It's the bless others. Jesus suffered. He was crucified. If he hadn't been crucified, where would we be? He was crucified for us. Oh, glory to God. So every cross that you've had to bear, amen, it wasn't in vain, baby. It wasn't in vain. And God's going to remember you for even being bold enough to share that testimony. It's helping somebody, and it's going to help some other families that have found themselves in that same position. Oh, God, I bless you today. Only what you do for me is going to last. So you're suffering. Hallelujah. God knows all about it. He sees every tear. He sees every tear. Hallelujah. He sees every, heard every harsh word spoken. And every act that was ugly, every act that was uncool. Hallelujah. Guess what? It's all going to work for you. It's going to work for your daughters. Ah, God, I bless you today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I may have the man of God to come back, Pastor Lot, and pray for you and with you.
What is your name, young lady?
My name is Leslie Priest.
Hallelujah.
Leslie Priest.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have been deemed an intercessor. This is why you weep and you cry, and this is why the prophetic gift on your life, not the mantle of a prophetess, but the prophetic gift, you see things, you burden for people, you cry for people, and it's because God had to show you that he had to give you his heart. Satan gave you a heart that was made of stone, but God gave you a heart of compassion. He gave you a heart of love. He gave you a heart of intercession. He gave you a heart to stand in the gap. He gave you a heart to love on other people even when they wouldn't love on you. That's what intercessors do. That's the price of an intercessor. That's the power of an intercessor. That's the anointing of an intercessor. That's the responsibility, the duty, the character, the personality, the traits of an intercessor. And so this is why you weep, and this is why you moan, and this is why you cry, because you are weeping sometimes and moaning for people in other countries you don't even know. You found yourself speaking in other languages, and you found yourself in tongues and bent over in situations and circumstances to where weeping and crying has just absorbed you, and you are like, why am I doing this? Because God has to use somebody to weep and cry for someone else when they weep and cry for themselves.
Glory to
God. God has given you ideas. God showed me this yesterday. I can't tell you the whole part of it because it's part of the book that I'm writing, but I'm going to tell you this. This book will be released at the end of the month, the first of next month. It's called The Gifts by Bishop Clifton Edward Lott Sr. I would encourage you to get it off of, it'll be on Amazon. It'll help direct why you're doing what you're doing. But here's what he showed me. See, people are looking for jobs, and God wants to put you to work. Your gift has seeds of provision in it, and it will be looking for work. This is why men rule our lives, because the king is not in rule of our life. Either money is our God or God is our God. And if God is our God, then money just has its place of medium. Medium meaning this is a medium of exchange. You have gifts and ideas that God wants to use to create money for yourself and for others because you're willing to share. But you're still going to have to go through your learning process. So I want to encourage you to start writing down ideas and start asking questions and go to people that have established businesses so that you can start your own business. Stop looking for a job. Sit down with your husband and tell him you guys need to start a business. You don't know what it is yet, but you guys need to sit down and talk about it. And if you have a pastor, go sit down and talk with your pastor.
In business already.
Are you hearing me, young lady?
Yes.
Amen. You have touched my heart because you can't be around everyone, my sister. You can't be associated with everyone. There are certain people you just can't be around. People are taking advantage of you.
Oh, God. I was telling Pastor Bernard that. Oh, God.
And so because of that, you have to be very careful with the people that you're around and just keep them and yourself in prayer. And the Spirit of the Lord will lead you away from people, but he'll also lead you to the people you need to be around. Do you have any other questions, Michael?
Glory to God. I just ask God to give you the desires of your heart. And thank you for that word. Thank you so much.
Bless the Lord. Yeah. There's other things that are coming in your life that you'll gain access to, but you have to build on one first. That first one you have to build is the kingdom income so that you guys don't have to get a job, you and your husband don't have to go to work.
Ooh.
Amen.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let her. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All the pastor be asking.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Her ball, her mom is on the line. All the pastor be asking. I don't know whose line that is. With the noise.
Yeah, that was
right,
my neighbor's dog was right in my ear.
Oh my goodness.
Praise God.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
I tell you.
Pastor, I see.
God
bless Beatrice on the line. God bless you.
God bless you.
Minister Leslie's mother, Pastor Beatrice. God bless you. So good to see you, Pastor.
God bless you. How are you? It was God. God just told me to get on the line. And even though I was busy doing other things, I'm always sensitive to the voice of God. He told me to get on the line. I didn't know if my daughter was on the line, but he wanted me to hear the speaker.
Mm.
But I've always told my daughter she was an intercessor. She always try and speak to me because she don't like the way people treat me, and she always see me. It's not me. It's the God in me, the sacrifice. God was a living sacrifice, and when we come to God, that's what we are, sacrifice. And she saw all the labor of love that went into the church. She saw what the people did to her and what they did to me. And it hurt her and it crushed her. And it hurted me, but I was able to bear it because I know that God won't put no more on you than you can bear. But still, you know, I'm still laboring. I still go through the streets on Saturday. I still witness to people. I still pray for people. It's God, and you still lead people to the Lord. And the people that hurted me, they call me and ask for forgiveness. And when I see them, some of them just don't know what to say because of what they did.
But God.
I pray for them, you know. And I still love God. But my daughter, I was telling my daughter that God was going to change her heart. Because my daughter is like, you know, you hurt me, you hurt my mom, and you hurt. And I don't understand these people because they say they love God, and we went all the way out. And, you know, the one that raised her daughter, I married him. I did the funeral. He was my son. And she was the best lady, and her husband was the best man. So, you know, we did do a lot of pain and a lot. And then my husband ended up in the hospital. Then my brother, I had to take care of my brother and my husband. You know, he ended up in intensive care, my brother, and then my mother. So, you know, I had to release the church building. I had to let it go because I had so much on my plate.
Oh, my God, don't restore.
It had been prophesied to me that God was going to resurrect it better than it's ever been before.
You know,
I'm like, Lord, I hear you. But, Lord, I don't want you. But, Lord, not my will, your will be done. But I learned a lot. Within the 7 years of being a pastor, 6 years of being a pastor, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot of wisdom. The word that was being spoken was an awesome word. And to hear my daughter get deliverance to the line, that's what it's all about. She being obedient to God. And I haven't plugged in this line in a long time because my hands have been so busy. I even went to pray and got my sister. You know, I went all the way to L.A. and got my sister off the street. She was living with me for 4 months, and I had to take her back to court, and she went back out there. But I know God is able to set free. You know, I know God is able to do it again. You know, but I was able to be a light out there. But I want my daughter to know I love you. My daughter always say, Mama, when I get rich, I'm going to get you a church. I'm going to get you a house because I had a beautiful home. I had to let that go behind helping people. And now I'm in a smaller place. It's a 4-bedroom flat, but I'm happy. I still got you.
All right.
I still have my salvation. through it all. I'm still saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, and still loving God. The devil gonna have to come better than that. But God always told me to put my name where Job was. And when read the last chapter of Job, and God told me to put my name in there. So I stand and I believe the promises of God. And I know God has a set time to bless for all the pain that the enemy has caused me and my family and my loved ones. I know God is going to bless me because your labor of love never will be unrewarded. But while I'm waiting on God, I'm still about my Father's business, doing what he called me to. And I love my daughter, and I thank her. And yes, she is a prayer warrior, and yes, she is an intercessor. Every time I would preach, my daughter would intercede while I would be preaching. My daughter would intercede while I hit the street. My daughter is an intercessor because when I was carrying her, that's all I did was pray. So I went to 6, 5, and 4 o'clock prayer. But I thank God for this line. I love you. Pastor Bernard, I miss you, and I thank God for the prophet, the man of God that's spoken to my daughter's life, because my daughter is about starting her own business, the weight loss business. She came out of her family, her side of family is business-minded. My daughter always wants, the enemy just fights her every time she starts a business or try to help me start my business. The enemy always come between our relationship. But I thank God for this prayer line being open in my life, connected to the woman of God that is pouring into my life and pouring into her life. And God bless you all. And you have a blessed day. Awesome. I love you. I love you, Lester.
I love you too, Pastor B.
Pastor, don't get off the line. Pastor, don't get off the line, woman of God. Hello?
Yes, she's still there.
Listen to me. Listen very carefully to me. What's missing in your ministry is how to build. If it'd be okay with Pastor Bernard, she can give you my number. I would like to sit down and talk with you and your husband and give you some keys to the kingdom. There's some keys that you are missing. And I promise you, if you use these keys, the ministry that you have, it'll never be in lack again, because there's some things that no one has shown you that I've been taught. I promise you they're going to help restore the ministry, but also stabilize it to the point to where you will never be in lack. I pastored for 12 years.
I received that, because that's what I said to God. I said, God, this time around, send me people that's going to help me build. This time around, God, I just did what God called me to do, and I didn't have people helping me and showing me things. I learned things the hard way. But you know what?
Yeah, no, you're supposed to. Let me ask you this. Do you have a pastor? You have a bishop over a Kozar?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Once we get a chance, you get my number from Pastor Bernard. I would like to talk with you, your husband, and your bishop and share some things with you. I think that, for 10 years I've been writing this book. This book covers so much ground that I hear so much that people, that's hurting within the body of Christ, and we shouldn't be. What I will tell you is this. Wherever there's vision, the seed that has vision also has a seed of provision, but we don't know how to bring it out. We don't know how to excavate it and plant it. So, I really would like to sit down and talk with you and your husband in detail, because I'm this type of man. You're a married woman. I don't want to say nothing to you without your covering and your husband present. I would love to share some things with you guys, because we have to be in order. Amen. And I believe I can give you guys some things that will help you restructure your ministry. Amen.
Okay. Amen. I receive that.
Bless his holy name. The other thing I want to say to you is this. Rebuild your church on prayer.
Amen.
Rebuild it on prayer. I'm talking about 5 o'clock in the morning prayer. I know churches right now, every Friday they're shut in. They from Friday evening to Saturday morning, they praying. The whole church. So thank you for just hearing what's in my heart. I heard so much from you. I can't say it all. I just try to give the predominant things, because for me, my pastor said to me one day, he said, when people really understand a bishop with a prophetic calling, it's a strange animal. I said, you know what, Dad, you raised this monster. So Now you got to put up with it. Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus.
Shabbat
shalom, my sister.
Amen.
And
I want to, before we, yes, ma'am, before we get off the line, it's just on me, and I want Pastor Beatrice to pray for you, Bishop Lott. God just told me to pray for you. Amen. And everything that's on your plate, everything that you're endeavoring to do in the region that you're in, you're going to need much prayer. Much prayer. So I want Pastor Beatrice to pray for you before we get off this line. I think we've covered everybody that was on. We had a few more callers dropped off. So Mother Charity is still on. Prophet Sphinx is still on. Minister Lincoln is still on. And Pastor Beatrice and myself and Bishop Black. So before we do that, I'm going to ask Bishop, Pastor Beatrice to intercede for the man of God right now. And then we'll go back to him for his final remarks. We won't be back on until next week, but we're going to continue on with this series. Next week we'll be covering chapter 4, 5, and 6 in the book of Acts. And I do like Leslie said. I like what she said. She always reads what we're going to discuss in the books, the scriptures that we give her before she get on the line. And that way you're prepared. You know, you're able to just open up your hearts and your ears to receive what God has for us. So, Pastor Beatrice, I'm going to let you pray right now, and then I'm going to give it back to Pastor Mott. We're going to get off the line.
Amen.
Just so wonderful,
Father,
to hear you on the line.
God, thank you for everything.
Thank you, God.
Father, you said in your word that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father, you said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You said that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. You said the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the temple. You said that the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. You said the commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eye. You said that the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Its judgment are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired a day than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. Father God, I thank you for breaking bread on
today.
That the seeds he sow will produce much harvest. But Father, I lift up the man of God who spoke to your people on this line on today. Father God, I thank you for such a time as this. You said you know the thoughts you think for the thoughts you think people to give them hope and expecting it. Father God, I thank you for being El Shaddai. You said my God will supply all the needs according to his vision. I thank you for being Adonai. I thank you that you are his master, leading and guiding him through all truth. The devil had a plan for him, but you had a master plan for him. I thank you that you are his provider, and your provision shall be seen in his life, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially, and in his ministry. Jehovah will be his healer. God, whatever he needs to be healed, just takes a touch. God, but he was wounded for his transgression, bruised for his iniquity, and the chastisement of your peace is upon him, and with your stripes he is healed. Healing the flow through the virtue, through his body, through his loved ones, through the land that you have sent him for your glory to bring back in the backside, bring back those that are homeless. Healing for the lost soul, Jehovah Nisi, as he forever lifts up your banner. Oh God, as he stands with the banner of righteousness that you said in your word, if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me. Jehovah McKenna's continue to sanctify him, because he to begin a good work in him is able to complete it until the day of redemption. Jehovah continue his righteousness, and he is standing right, standing with you, and he is fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh God, Jehovah Shalom continue to be in peace that has broken down every wall. Oh God, when he
Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the world give the peace you give that surpasses all understanding, that will keep his heart and mind in Christ Jesus, because you said those minds are stayed on you. You will give him perfect peace to continue to cast all his cares upon you. God, whatever atmosphere he's in, wherever he's at, God, let him speak peace to the situation. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah, Roby, continue to lead the shepherd and guide him through all truth. You said you'll never leave him nor forsake him. You said, yea, though he walks through the valley of the shadow of death, he don't have to fear no evil, because your perfect love casts out all fear. You said, behold, I give unto you power to tread up over serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt him. And Jehovah Shammah,
Thank you, Lord.
Your favor, go before him. Your favor, surround him. Your favor will keep him. Your favor will give him grace. Your favor, oh God, you are with him. God, I thank you for the word that went out today on good ground. God, continue to bless him going in and coming out. Make him above and not beneath. Make him the head and not the tail. Give him the limb and not the bar. And God, here's your prayer that enlarge my territory. Keep back the hands of the enemy. You have a set time for him to be blessed. Father, as you go before him and make every Christian place straight and every rough ass move, continue to distract your ministering angel and keep your hedge of protection around him and his family, because he said, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And you made a promise to him. You said, because he has set his love upon you, you will deliver him. You said, you, when he called upon you, you will answer him because he has known your name. You said, you will answer him when he's in trouble. You said, you will deliver him and honor him, and with long life will you satisfy him and show him your salvation. So we plead the blood of Jesus over this message, oh God, that it fall on good hearts, that it brought transformation today. And God, I thank you for the word the prophetic that went forth. God, you said not to take the word like you. Thank you for it, and we give you the glory and the honor and praise, because faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Touch him from the crown of his head, to the soul of his soul, God. Let your presence surround him. Let your presence go before him. Let your presence strengthen him and lift him and encourage him. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare
it.
Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor B. Hallelujah. Back into your hands. Before Pastor Lott comes, just want to remind everyone, we want you to be praying for us. We'll be going to Miami, Florida, to fellowship with Apostle Anthony Hill in the Apostolic Prophetic Conference there, March 22nd through the 24th. So those of you that's on social media, continue to support us if you're able to.
Yes, Lord.
Pray for this conference, and pray for the man of God and those that are traveling.
Glory.
Also asking for prayer for Pastor Gloria Smith and her family. So God bless you. We thank God for what our ears have heard today. I tell you, hide this word in your heart. Amen, because you're going to need it. Amen. We just thank Pastor Lott, Bishop-elect Lott, for coming on at the last minute. Always a willing vessel. Amen. Anytime
thank
I call
you, Jesus.
Come and share the word of God with us. There's never no excuse. He'll stop working and do what doing what he's doing, just to come and fulfill
thank you,
the
Jesus.
Need that is there. So we truly thank God for him. Thank God for his family. Thank God for his ministry, and even the books that he has coming out this year. Amen. We're going to continue to. We're going to get a copy of the cover of that book in the name, and we're going to begin to promote it on our Blog Talk Radio. So we're also going to ask our Prophet Spinks to support that book also. As soon as Pastor Lott gives us some more information regarding it. So
amen.
Back into your hands, Pastor Lott. We thank God for you.
Hallelujah. I just thank God for what he's done today. I just know in my spirit somebody was hurting. And wow, God is able. He knows. Whenever that happens, that it's all for that reason. We do it all so to see someone else's life changed, someone else's life affected. There's so many people in today's society that are struggling, that are hurting, regardless of the reason. I mean, hurt and pain is not prejudice. It affects all human life. We just have to thank God for his great grace and his great mercy and his loving kindness and mighty hand and his outstretched arm. I mean, David said it best. Had it not been for the Lord being on my side, where would I be? My God in glory. I don't know where I'd be. My God, my God. And I'm just so thankful today. I just am so grateful that he yet continues to bestow upon my life his precious, priceless, matchless, limitless gift of salvation. It just continues to do great things. He just continues to work in my life. Amen. And so how can you not love a God who does the things that he does? Lord. My God, Jesus.
Mm.
And so I thank you for this opportunity today, woman of God. Just call me and let me know on the matters, and, you know, we'll just move forward. But I just want to encourage you, do not, please, please, do not let the enemy stop you from what you're doing. This is so vital. My. It affects so many people's lives. This is a God idea. This is not a man's idea. Whenever it's God, it benefits. It's a benefit. It's always a benefit. And so I just honor you today. Thank God for you. Amen. And we'll be praying for you if the Lord see where I can get some seed to you before floor. Because I need to call Apostle here. I'm talking to him myself and see what he's doing now. Because once this book is released, I got some affiliations in Florida. I definitely will be traveling to Florida soon to share the word of God. So, yeah, we thank God, amen. And so, I'm on a time limit, so as quickly as you can move, that would be appreciated. But I thank God for you. That young lady that was working with you, you know, I forget her name. She did a beautiful job. She really did. Oh, God.
Minister
when you weren't there, she did such, yeah, she did such a beautiful
Lindsay,
job. So,
that's her.
Yeah. Send her my love and my respect. Yeah, she ain't nothing to play with. Very smart young lady, and that's such a blessing. So, Shabbat Shalom, my sister. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Well, God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. Certainly, it was a pleasure just seeing and hearing Pastor Beatrice on the line. Just love the God that is in her. Thank God for it. Thank God for Prophet Stinks and Live and Learn Ministries. And, of course, Mother Charity. I tell you, it does my heart good every time Mother's on the line. I tell you, she's a prayer warrior. Amen. If you need prayer early in the morning, you're on the line Monday through Saturdays out of Detroit, Michigan. Mother, do you have that information for the prayer line? 5 o'clock Eastern. I mean, it's
yes, I do.
Eastern Standard Time. Amen.
Yes,
give
right.
Them
uh-huh.
that information.
That's, that's 1-7-1-2-4-3
Hang on, Mother. Wait.
Oh, okay.
Give me the number 1-7-1-2 Uh huh.
4-3-2
Uh huh.
0-7
Uh huh.
0-0
Okay, I got it.
And that access line, the code line is 432.
Uh-huh.
432.
No, the code line is 163-869, Mother.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I
know
it.
That one by
three,
heart.
863-869.
Yeah, yeah.
163-869.
Yeah.
I got it. The number is 714-320. No, whoa. 1-7-712-432-0700. I got it.
Yeah,
I
right,
got it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I
exactly.
got it.
Yeah, and the pound
yeah,
sign
I know the code
with that 163. Yeah, uh-huh, 869.
Yeah, I think you have to put pound
the
on
pound
that note. Okay.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Praise
amen.
God.
Saturday.
And
what
that's from
Saturday?
No, they're on Monday through Saturday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
And also,
yeah, six,
we want
seven.
You all to. Okay.
Okay.
And also, please remember Live and Learn Ministry. Prophet Spinks is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And he's on at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's 8 p.m. Central. And of course, it's 6 p.m. Pacific Time. Pastor Spinks, are you still on the line?
Amen.
Yeah, give me your information,
amen
Pastor.
Of God.
Yeah, give me your information.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes, that's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and the phone number is 302-202-202. 1104. And the code is 258026. Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
026.
Yes.
Is that Eastern time?
9 p.m. Eastern, yes.
Okay, wait, is it 6 p.m. 9 p.m. Eastern? Or 6? Tuesdays
yes.
are 6 and.
No, Tuesday and Thursday, both days, is 9 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
All right, and if you're on social media, if you are Facebook, if you're on Facebook, you can reach Prophet Spinks at George R. Spinks and look on his page, and you can see the flyer with that information also. You could always go.
Prophet Spinks, do me a favor. Just look up Pastor Clifton Lott and send me a friend request. Pastor Clifton Lott.
I got you. I'm going to sure do that.
All right, preacher. I'm going to get off here and head out because I got to run and try to get all this other stuff done because I got a deadline I got to meet. So,
God bless you. We thank God for you. Soon we'll be back on next week. Don't miss Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Next Wednesday, we have Pastor Sam Daniels all the way out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And that Thursday going to be none other than the bishop who talks out loud. That's Bishop Jesse Grand. So, tune in next week as we continue this series. Amen. God bless you, Minister Leslie. We love you. With the love of God, Pastor Beatrice, Mother, we love you. Prophet Spinks, I got to go back in and hear that message from yesterday, and I'm off today so I can take a little time later on and go back into the archives. So God bless you all. We love you, and we appreciate you. In Jesus' name, we're going to close on out with this song. God wants to hear from you. Amen.
Love you. God bless you all.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm.
Yeah.
If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to Him let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing
from you.
I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, He wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, He wants to hear from you. He desires Him last rain. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. Let Him hear. He desires your praise. So your hands to him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. But you're waiting on a blessing from you. He's waiting on a blessing from you. You've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's been waiting on a blessing from you. From you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift your-
Amen. Love you all. Have a beautiful weekend. Keep us in
Amen.
Prayer.
Love you too. God bless.
Give my love to your wife, Prophet Singh.
Yes, will do. God bless.
All right. God bless your mother. I'll be on tonight, Prophet Singh.
All right. Amen.
All right. Bless your mother.